Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi. Today we are going to get more and more familiar with the Live Tax Access Project, co-founded by the European Union for the period 2018-2021. The LTA project tackles the mismatch between trained and needed skills in the labour market by a collaboration, and this is one of the main strengths of the project, between educational and non-educational partners. Among the non-educational partners, there is ZDF Digital, an affiliate of the public broadcaster ZDF, based in Germany, which, among other things, creates live subtitles and other accessible services for many different contexts. Today, we have virtually with us Miriam Engman, International Project Coordinator at ZDF Digital. Hi, Miriam. Welcome to Fred.
Thank you. Good morning.
Miriam, first of all, tell us more about yourself. What is your background?
So my background is quite diverse. I initially studied French and English in Freiburg and Paris. And then, I became a project manager in another international project that wanted to bring together different actors of the energy field. So let's say the climate network in Strasbourg, Germany, so southern Germany and northern Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And next, I worked on the website of the University of Strasbourg. So I edited texts and put together information that might interest German students that wanted to study at the university. And since I moved to Mainz in Germany, I worked at ZDF Digital as a project coordinator for international projects, so mostly EU-funded projects where mm-hmm. different partners from different countries work together, like LTA is the project we work currently on.
Yes, so the Live Tax Access Project. And as I said, ZDF Digital is one of the partners of the project. Among other things, the company, I know that, provides live subtitles. Is it correct, Miriam?
That is correct. We provide live subtitles for parts of the ZDF program. Uh-huh. They have a live subtitling department, but they cannot do all because live subtitling is very time-consuming.
Can you tell us more about this accessible service, Miriam? What is live subtitling?
So live subtitling, how does it work? Most people are not aware that live subtitling really implies a live situation. So the program that is broadcasted with live subtitles is broadcasted on the internet, but also on television. So you can, via the teletext, as audience, you can add the live subtitles. And for the live subtitles, you mostly need a team of three live subtitlers to work on it. So they need to work together because it's a very demanding task.
Complex
where you
activity,
have to
concentrate
mm-hmm. all the time. And it works in the following way. So the live subtitler works with re-speaking, so you might want to know what re-speaking is.
Yes, possibly. Thank you.
And so the live subtitler hears what, for example, the people on TV live say mm-hmm. via earphones and repeats basically every word that is said on TV. Sometimes they skip words that are not so important, but they repeat it and speak it into an automatic speech recognition. Why is that? So if you have the speech recognition trying to repeat everything that the TV person says, it's not going to be recognized because you have to speak in a certain ductus and in a certain way. The speech recognition then recognizes what is said and puts it into writing. So while the re-speaker re-speaks, he listens what the person on TV continues to say. And while he does those two tasks, he also looks at what the speech recognition transcribes and, if necessary, needs to correct what is written because sometimes the speech recognition might just not correctly understand and transcribe what is said. So, for example, one example would be if the person says, we want to explore the city, the speech recognition might recognize, we want to explode the city. So this is something that needs to correct it, because, I mean, it makes people laugh because it's obviously a mistake, but it's better to correct things.
Okay, and so then, as for like subtitling, just trying to sum up, well, only the main outlines, the subject and the participants of a given program are known. I mean, the rest happens live, let's say, in real time and unpredictably.
Yeah, unpredictably. So then sometimes they know, for example, in a TV show, who are going to be the guests that are going to be invited. So, for example, if you were invited and they would probably train their speech recognition before with your name and say several times Francesca Raffi in order to make it recognize your name correctly and transcribe it correctly, because otherwise it's probably going
can
to
be challenging. And Miriam, once the subtitles are corrected, let's say, and eventually shortened, what happens?
So what happens after all this task of re-speaking, transcription, correcting, it's of course the most important part, the sending of the subtitles, because if you don't send them, they're not going to appear on TV. So what happens is that they have, during all those processes they are doing, they have to send the subtitles, and they also have to focus that they don't send it too quickly so that people are still able to read it. And then they also have to respect a certain time. So our goal is to have a delay of 3 seconds. So that there
seconds.
Is also a huge gap between what is said on TV and the subtitle appears. This is very important. So we try to have a delay of 3 seconds between the live situation and the subtitle. And I guess so it's between 3 and 6 seconds, the delay, and mostly there are certain techniques to catch up with what is said by shortening very much, but mostly they are able to respect those 3 seconds.
Oh, okay. So during the live program, live subtitlers provide, let's say, a written version of the oral content of the program.
Yeah, right? That's correct.
Wow.
So,
okay. So they need to be specially trained for this task. And this is the reason why the LTA project has been launched, isn't it? Why did the ZDF Digital decide to take part in this project, Miriam? And what is its role within the project?
Since we are having a big live subtitling department consisting of 10 to 20 persons, so some work full-time, some work part-time, some work as a student, so it's their student job, we realized that for them it is mostly an experience of either they are gifted and they can work on this, or they just realize at some point that they cannot do this job, because it's a very demanding job. On the one hand, you have to be very concentrated, be able to do the multitasking, and on the other hand, you have to be good at
typing.
Yeah, it's an interpreting job, but then you have also, because if you're an interpreter, you focus on the oral language, whereas in re-speaking, you also have the written part of it, so you have to be good at grammar and spelling, etc.
Yes, which plays a huge role, yes.
Yeah, so this is the part where we realized, so all our live subtitles, they are very skilled, but they never had a real, you know, they have no certificate that they are live subtitles,
yes.
Because they are trained, they are good, but they just... let's suppose they want to change the company and want to go elsewhere. They have no real proof.
Yeah, they cannot demonstrate that they are good and they are skilled and they are trained. Yes.
The way they learned how to subtitle is not an institutionalized way. They just tried it out, and one day they kind of realized that they're good at it, and they are good at re-speaking because it takes a certain practice, and maybe some of them just at some point realized that they couldn't do it and had to quit the job. So it's important to have this professional profile institutionalized, and also certified, that people can try it out earlier before they're on the job, and also in order to tell them what is really necessary, the skills they need, and maybe to make this more official, you know?
Yes, yes. And what is the role of ZDF Digital within the LTA project?
Yeah, so some of the partners in the LTA project are the academic partners at the university that are mostly responsible for the curriculum, that have experience in mounting a curriculum. And ZDF Digital is not an academic partner.
Yes, it's
but
a non-educational partner, yes.
Professional partner, practical partner, because we have this life subtitling department, so we know a lot about the reality of life subtitling.
And I think that this balanced participation, so having various partners coming from different but also complementary backgrounds, if you want, I think this is one of the main strengths of the Life Access Project. What do you think?
You are exactly right. The strength of the project is that we have different partners coming from different backgrounds. So we have on the one hand the academic partners, on the other hand, the professional, well, professionals maybe not the right word.
Let's say non-educational, non-educational partners. Yeah.
Yeah, non-educational, but that really work in live subtitling. Yeah. It's either the velotyping or the re-speaking part. And I think it's a very good symbiosis of the different partners, because you cannot mount the curriculum without the partners from the practical, the non-academic side, but you cannot mount the curriculum without the partners from the academic side. So
synergy. Yeah, so everyone can bring, let's say, their own experience, professional and academic experience. Yes, that's true.
And maybe I can add something about the role of ZDF Digital. It is also planned that we might contribute training material, because we work with a lot of TV program every day. Mm-hmm. And we also have one partner on the advisory board of the public chain, ZDF. And we hope that they will provide us with training material, real life training program and material that can be used during the training purposes.
Very interesting and very clear, Miriam. Thank you very much, Miriam, for being with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you very much to all of you. Don't miss our next interviews on Fredfin Radio to know more about the LTA project. This is Francesca Raffi, and this is Fredfin Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.